Namaste and welcome to June issue of Netta Chowdhury 2012. For this issue, we have included an interview with Dr. Rajan Vimal, one of renowned veterans in language and literature from Janakpur. I, Praveen Kumar Yadav, on the behalf of Netta Chowdhury, visited Janakpur to have some chit-chat with Dr. Vimal. Dr. Vimal earned doctorate degree in linguistics in three languages, English, Nepali and Maithili. He has also been awarded with honorary PhD for his contribution in language, literature and culture of Maithili language from Maithili Vishwavidyapeeth, India. Please listen to the interview with Dr. Vimal. Dear sir, you are welcome to Netta Chowdhury.
Thank you, Praveen, and thank you, Netta Chowdhury.
Thank you, sir. How would you like to introduce yourself to our valued readers of Chowdhury?
Well, it's a very difficult question to me because, it's very hard to project myself as a master in any field. Really speaking, I have been concentrating on different subjects, myriad of subjects. Even in the field of literature, I have been concentrating on different, you know, genres and the different dimensions of literature. So it's a difficult question, but I'm interested in the field of language, in the field of literature, in the field of culture and philosophy.
Sir, we are very eager to listen. What made you choose English studies and how you grew with this?
How could I grow or how could I flourish? I don't know whether there was any full blooming of my talent or not in this field. But I became interested because I understood in the very early stage of my life that English has had been the source of knowledge all over the world. All the researches or all the new ideas that came to our literature that came through English literature. The ideas or the knowledge came in English literature, then actually those ideas and those, you know, new concepts and new researches were imported in any way to our language. So when the ocean was there, why should swim on the, you know, in the rivers or rivulets? So I just wanted to go to the very shores, and that made me very much interested in English literature.
Thank you, sir. So English means an ocean, and so you jumped into it.
Yes, I jumped headlong, you know. I jumped headlong. And the biggest chunk of my life was given to English study, English, the study of English language, the study of English literature, and and the different, you know, different genres, and different subjects rather even. So I had been a voracious reader in this sense, and I was not concentrated in this sense. I was not concentrated in literature only or language only. I read the books of, you know, the politics. I read the books of culture. I read the books of philosophy. I read the book of all these in English language. So I'm very much obliged, grateful to those great masters.
Could you please share with us some unforgettable moments as an English teacher that has left lasting impression on you?
There were moments, unforgettable moments, no doubt, and when I remember all those moments, there are certain, you know, events I cannot forget. For example, once I was teaching in engineering college, all of a sudden one student stood up and asked me, sir, the life is so short, your life span is not very large and long. So why did you decide to dedicate your life to English language or English literature? Because your talent could have been, you know, used very properly for the aggrandizement of Maithili literature, Maithili language, that is your mother tongue. So I was shocked all of a sudden, and I said, yes, that's true, but the energy and the information, the trends and traditions that I go through via English literature, well, those assets are very much valuable to me, and that is very much helpful even to increase the wealth of Maithili literature too. So, of course, your suggestion is very good. And so for maybe half an hour we are involved in the discussion. So that forced me, to rethink and take a decision, a vital decision. So that was one event that I cannot forget. There are certain other interesting events also. Well, I do remember one event while I was teaching in BP Kerala campus. Similarly, one student, probably it was Yusuf or something, he asked me one question that, the pronunciation of English language is so difficult, because you have, this jaw sound, different jaw sounds, which you transcribe as D, Z, or J, or say Z. So these sounds vary. It's even difficult for even the English speakers, native speakers. So when it is so difficult, and I know that English is not a native language, so when you teach English to us, well, actually you train me in a wrong way. Because you are not yourself, you are not yourself competent enough, skilled enough to teach that. Your pronunciation is itself full of flaws. So it's not good. Had there been any, native speaker of English language, actually I was shocked. And for a while, actually, my mind was reeling. Reeling. So there were some, events very interesting, and those events actually forced me to think over, contemplate over my decisions. There are other certain incidents also which I don't want to recollect and tell you. It will take a long time.
Really, they were very great moments, and that could also inspire our readers, listeners, and that would equally be exemplary for the new generation as well. Paradigm shift took place in English in Nepal when compared the present scenario with the past. Could you please hear us about key changes that took place in English in Nepal, in your views?
Well, paradigm shifts are there, no doubt. I do remember that while we were reading in high school or in college level, well, actually our teachers were not trained enough, as you know that this branch of knowledge, linguistics, is a very nascent, very new branch. I was teaching in the college, actually I heard about linguistics. In our days, actually, linguistics meant philology, which was very much different from the modern linguistics. Chomsky was very unheard of. We didn't know about Chomsky and other, Saussure and etc. So, actually, there is a sea change. The trained teachers are now, they know about the components of language. They know about, you know, the mistakes committed by the, or the errors committed by the students, let us say, in their own language and in while learning English as a second language. So they are aware of the flaws, they know the reasons. So they can give you proper guidelines now. So there has been a, sea change. In our days, actually, we learnt English language through literature. We were forced to learn grammatical rules and regulations by force, by heart, we're reading. But nowadays, you don't learn, English language through literature only. You learn it through literature also, but you have got trained teachers who know what is a phoneme, what is a morpheme, what is a allomorph, etc. And the different varieties of language. So, etc. There is a big difference in our age and in your age. So, there has been a paradigm shift, no doubt. But still, actually, I must add it to you that no doubt the teachers are more competent than before. But you must realize that the standard is not the same at every institution. What I mean is, when you study language, English language, in Baniniya village, say, of Tarai, Dhamsa district, your English language, and when you are taught in RR campus of Janakpur Dham, your English language, and when you are taught English language in Kathmandu, in any standard school, well, actually, the level of our knowledge differ completely. So it is not same, all over the country. But if you are lucky enough to have an opportunity to study at a standard college or at a standard university, naturally you are fortunate enough to have very competent teachers, very good teachers, in comparison to the teachers that who had been teaching us in our age. So there is a difference.
Now, I have another question. English in Nepal has become an interdisciplinary area and professional field. Now, I would like to request you to share with us how you look at the present scenario of English in terms of potentials and pitfalls, challenges and opportunities.
You have used several words. Let me say the benedictions that have been showered on the students, present students. Well, it's very good. I'm very happy, rather, that English has become a medium of interdisciplinary studies. That's very, very good, because there are certain things, which cannot be translated, in any language. For example, I will tell you, take the example of, HO, H2O, H2 plus O is equal to water. Well, that cannot be translated in Maithili. If you say that ka, du, jor, kha, barabar pani, that's simply very ridiculous.
Yes.
So in the same way, there are new discoveries, new inventions. For that you have got new words, you have got new concepts. For that you have got new words. Fridge. For fridge, if you translate that into any language, into any local language, that would be, everybody would be scoffing at you. So naturally, there are certain things that cannot be translated. In that, it is not the case with science only. It is the case with philosophy, etc., all the domains of knowledge. So, if English has become an interdisciplinary medium for acquiring knowledge, That is good because you know the original concept. Well, for a single word, I have seen in a particular language, in any specific language, many terms used, varying terms used. That is very confusing.
Yes, sir.
You might have seen. So that's not good, you know. That misleads you, misleads the students. So naturally, it's good. So point number one, that you are very fortunate that you have got an opportunity to have this interdisciplinary study through English. Number two, though I am very afraid and I find myself in a state of dilemma whether I should speak it publicly or not, but trying to be candid and honest, I must tell you certain things because this is an opportunity to tell you. Otherwise, I won't be able to tell you these things. So, you know, most of the teachers, unfortunately, now they are deprived of the, the right concept of the words. Even this is the situation. Sometimes they give wrong, information. I have already told you that. They have been not trained. Most of the teachers, while teaching the students in the classroom, themselves try to translate the ideas from the native language to English. So the real essence or flavor of language, English language, is gone there. Well, the foremost duty of a teacher in the classroom, while say teaching Shakespeare, is to take those students to the level of the Shakespearean drama, from where actually those feelings, emotions, or ideas started flowing. Do you get me?
Yeah.
If you are teaching Devakota in the classroom, well, you must be led to that level of consciousness from which Munamadan actually sprouted and flowed. If you are not led to that, actually the whole endeavor of the teacher ends in a fiasco. That's simply, that is simply a ritual, that is a stereotype teaching, and that's not good. So while teaching English also, actually if you don't have the proper knowledge of the intrinsic system of the language, do you understand me?
Yeah.
Every language has a system, as you know, as a linguist. So if you are not yourself acquainted very well with the intrinsic system of the language, you are not authorized to teach that language. Unfortunately, the pitfall, we have talked about the pitfall. The pitfall is that most of the teachers, unfortunately, are deprived of the opportunity to develop their skills, to understand the very, the system, the internal system of English language. So this is a pitfall. And for that, training is a must.
Challenges.
So this is a big challenge in itself. Challenges that, well, it's very easy to, suggest, to give you suggestions. But what's the solution? So the problem is this, that they are not being properly guided. The students are not being properly guided. They are not being educated in a well manner, desired manner. So this is a situation. But for the solution of this problem, the country is suffering from gnawing poverty, It's our country is suffering from poverty. We don't have ample money to squander over. We have to be, you have to be selective. You have to see what preference should be given to what branch of knowledge. So this is the situation. So in this situation, actually, the teaching of linguistics or language teaching, it falls on a on probably on a very low rung, if not on the low, you know, lowest rung. It is falling on a very low rung. It has not been given priority by the university or by the government, because other subjects are there. They are more, you know. So, number two, this is a very, you know, big challenge. Actually, in my opinion, English language, I mean, the basic linguistic theories should be taught from the very, you know, from the very beginning, from the very scratch.